From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in New Orleans.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're standing here on Frenchman Street. It's lined with music clubs. This is where you come to get off the tourist trap of Bourbon Street, sit in a bar, and listen to some of New Orleans' best music.
6 months after Hurricane Katrina, clubs are filling up again, but the city's cultural life has a long way to go. When the levees broke and New Orleans flooded, artists were scattered across the country. Many are now returning, but there are fears that some will never come back.
Making music, art, and theater in the city is a different experience now. Here are the stories of three artists working in the new New Orleans. First, to the theater.
And welcome to the stage, the FDA-approved Mr. Ricky Graham!
I'm Ricky Graham. I'm starring in my one-man show, I'm Still Hear Me, which was the first show that opened in New Orleans post-Katrina, and we're still going strong. The first song we do is a takeoff on the Peggy Lee song, Fever, and it's called FEMA.
Never thought I'd still be waiting. Never thought I'd be a wreck. I first applied September 2nd, but I still ain't got my FEMA check, so give me FEMA.
I was displaced to Alexandria, Louisiana, which wasn't exactly the hub of Louisiana culture. Wonderful people. But I was sitting in the kitchen of a friend's sister and saying, I'm never going to work again. People won't understand my New Orleans humor anywhere else. I really felt that it was going to be the end of my career. I came back the second week of October, and at that time, it really was a ghost town. And we put the show together very quickly, but as soon as we put it up, you know, people who were here, they came running.
Try to call them, you'll wait until your kidneys fail. But FEMA, then they tell you your check is probably in the mail. Yeah. How many times you hear that stupid sound?
The show has been like a group therapy session. People come to laugh and eventually to have a kind of cathartic release. It's sort of like being in the USO. It's like entertaining the troops in wartime. I think it's necessary for people to have some kind of balance because there's so much that we have to deal with every day that some levity is not only welcome, it's absolutely essential.
Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point you ought to know. If I had my check from FEMA, then I wouldn't have to do this show.
Ricky Graham's cabaret show is called I'm Still Here, Me. It's been playing since November to sell out crowds. Next, here's a visual artist who's coming to terms with a new landscape for her art.
My name is Jacqueline Bishop, and I'm a visual artist in New Orleans. My work deals with landscape. I collect found objects and paint them. For me, a found object is something that I find in the streets, on the sidewalk. The whole idea of taking something that was used in one way, and I give it another life in another way. Right now, we're in a lake view area, and as you can see, the water marks went over people's heads. After Katrina, I drive through the city, still in neighborhoods where no one lives, and in some cases, they're never going to live. And I walk around, and I see things, and I pick them up. For me, seeing an object now after Katrina, the object seems to have more of a presence. Whereas before, I would see a shoe or a comb or something and say, oh, somebody just dropped it, somebody just lost it. But after Katrina, you pretty much know that it's there because of Katrina. And it was from misfortune. Here's a key. Now, this probably is to somebody's home, but they don't have a door. So there's no use for that key. These are items of my people, of New Orleanians. And so it has changed me in looking at it in that way. It's almost become more of a need to touch them or to be close to the people that live there that may never be able to come back.
visual artist Jacqueline Bishop. You can see some of her work at npr.org. On to music now, and one of New Orleans' favorite jazz trumpet players.
Now, Harrah's Casino is proud to present Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swinger.
My name is Kermit Ruffins, and I play and sing jazz music all over the world. The music has definitely changed a little bit. I mean, it's the same tunes, the same kind of swing beat, but spiritually, the tunes mean more. The performance turns a little creative. I mean, it's almost like the rebirth of jazz. After the Storm, I went on to Houston, Texas, and I didn't have my regular band members, but, I mean, I got lucky and had Fats Domino, and he just was in Texas, and he said, Kermit, I always wanted to play with you, and then he's still playing with me up to there, off and on. Sometimes at some of the gigs, we're not used to playing together, so we're not sure where the ending is going to go, but typical New Orleans music is always played with a kind of grandioso kind of ending. And at the end of it, it kind of fumbles sometime, and we all turn around and start laughing on the bandstand. Kind of people that always looking for a reason to party, and now we have the biggest reason ever. Every time they open up a restaurant, we're going to party. Every time they open up a church, we're going to party. Every time they open up a school, we're going to have a band playing. Imagine all those kids marching the Mardi Gras parades, and all of them are being influenced by jazz players, and that will never ever stop. Not to even mention having the music played all over the city again. Before the Storm, you can go in here, four bands, five bands, and get five appetizers at each place. And right now, after the Storm, 6 months later, you can do the exact same thing.
That was jazz musician Kermit Ruffins. You also heard from artist Jacqueline Bishop and actor Ricky Graham. From New Orleans, happy Mardi Gras. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.